Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
Drama on One is offered as a podcast at rte.ie/drama on one and, of course, here on RTE Radio 1 on Sunday nights. We continue our twin season of summer shorts featuring short plays from Rosaline McDonough, Siobhan Mannion, Belinda McKeown and Aidan Matthews, followed by Creatives in Conversation, archive interviews with John McGahern, Janice Ian, Paulo Coelho, and on the first anniversary of her passing, Sinead O'Connor. Later, you'll hear Janice Ian in Conversation from March 2004, featuring unplugged performances of Mary's Eyes and her masterpiece At 17. But first, a costume designer on a film set pours herself into three dresses. Karen Ardiff stars in The Big Picture by Siobhan Mannion.
An evening fitting. The costume designer is here with the actress. It is the first time the actress has tried on her dress. She will appear in three different versions of it, and they must be impossible to distinguish.
Feels good.
There we go.
Doesn't look bad either.
This first dress is embroidered at the back and easy to slip off. For a domestic scene. Two people in a kitchen before bed. It must behave in the close-ups. There can be no tear or give.
Oh, watch where you're sticking those pins.
I'm sorry, sweetheart. It's been a long day.
Just be careful. That's all.
The designer retracts her needle and guides it back in. There is blood on her finger, and the fabric of the dress drinks it up. She is stitching a ribbon of silk to cover the zip. There can be no buttons. The undressing, when it comes, must be fluid and quick.
Have you ever worked with just computers?
I have. Several times.
They did that for the last movie I was in. Built a virtual me. And made me this weird shell out of some space-age material.
Sounds like Kevlar.
Yeah. That's what they call it.
The costume designer smiles. She prefers the real-life experience. Plotting the geography of an actor's body with her own hands. Judging by touch where to let things out and hold them in.
Okay, so far so good.
She closes her workroom blinds. It is getting dark outside and they will be visible from the street. She knows the actress is aware of all watchers. The designer licks the end of a new thread and guides it through the eye of her needle.
I would never wear a dress like this.
No, but she would.
So, how come we haven't worked together before now?
I've been away for a while.
Oh, do anything exciting?
Okay, turn around now and close your eyes. That's how we'll know if it fits. If you're busy watching yourself, you're going to hold yourself differently.
The costume designer stands behind the actress with her hands on her shoulders. She is enjoying the soft fabric and how well it has transferred from millroll to skin. It's been a year since she first touched it, spreading it out under her palms and marrying it in her mind with her reading of the script. A year filled with so much that she could never have predicted. And yet, after everything, here it is, with its capped sleeves and scooped neck, a knee-length empire line dress, just as she had pictured it.
So, what do you call this material then?
Batiste.
Oh yeah?
It's as thin as cotton gets without being transparent.
Cool. Is it okay if I smoke in here?
You're kidding, I take it.
The dress will stay on until he kisses her, at the moment where the story arc dictates. Then it will slide down her arms and over her hips. The cameras will keep rolling. The actress's people have signed off on both breasts, side shots, nippleless but clearly visible. And she has the skin for it. Even here at close range. the dress will go quietly, coaxed by the actor's right hand.
Can I open my eyes yet?
Yes, you can. Okay. Let's see how this works.
The dress pools at the girl's hips. She is naked from the waist up. Youth radiates from her. It is like she is coated with it. The actress strokes the cloth that is bunched around her midriff.
Still a way to go, I think.
In the dream, the blood seeps all the way along the rack. Each dress looks the same, even though the costume designer knows they are different. One of them needs fixing, but she can't tell which. Suddenly, she is standing in the garden in the dark. He calls to her. Come inside, before you get drenched. He is waving from an upstairs window. She waves back and watches as his arm disintegrates. And then she wakes, on her side, right hand cupped under left breast, knees fetal, almost at the chest, kept company only by her own scent. It is still so new, this broken version of herself. But she is ready for the early morning location shoot, a street scene where colour is paramount. The dress, don't look now, but it is red, will be captured in a backwards tracking shot.
What the hell? Can someone get her out of the way? Do you think I'm hanging off the end of this girder for fun?
What is she doing?
This second version of the dress is stiff, constructed over a wire mesh. But when the actress walks, it will be nothing but buoyant. Of course, the movement is much harder than it looks, and so extra layers of canvas have been sewn into each armpit. The designer has sweated long hours into it, and now it's the turn of the actress. Just keep going. Let the momentum take you.
I feel like a ping pong ball on this.
Keep it steady and you won't feel the weight.
Have you actually ever worn one of these yourself?
And action! Slower. No, slower again. I said slower. Am I talking to myself?
This bloody thing is ripping my hips to shreds. Can we break for a second? Can someone please help?
The costume designer stares at the monitor. The movement is all over the place. But they had conversations about this. She and the director and the cinematographer. They may not understand clothes, but they had understood that she did. It was to be fast, constant, always moving ahead.
Why the hell didn't we just digitize this?
Digitize what? The mess of life itself? The costume designer heads for the catering truck. The actress is already there, waving a cigarette. Her other hand has lifted the skirt, and her lower half is wriggling around underneath.
I'm not made of rubber. I'm a human being, for God's sake. Look at this. It's not so pretty underneath, is it?
The dress looks drab in the shade, and there will be hours more of this. The costume designer sees red, and then she calms herself. She thinks about what he might have said at a time like this. How they would have sat out on the back step, shared a beer and laughed about it. How he would have wound his arm around her waist and left it there for as long as she wanted. She waits until the actress has finished her cigarette, and then tapes a piece of moleskin to each of her hips. She lets out one of the weights inside the hem at the back, having done the maths on the slower pace. The actress relaxes back into it.
And action!
And then something happens that no one expects. The sun breaks through and makes straight for the dress. It punctures a cloud and glorious colour announces itself. From one end of the street to the next. They can all see it, and now everybody gets it. But only she can name it. Vermilion, a few shades up from fire truck. Perfect. They are gathered for the screening. The director and his mother, the actress and her new lover, the producer, the lighting designer, the caterers who have brought their children along, and the cinematographer. And the costume designer who is here alone. A temporary family pulled together and which will soon be gone. Four reels have played out. The final one remains.
From here to eternity. Forever and a day.
The costume designer sighs. Nothing but the future and all its promises writ large on celluloid. She can feel the weekend approaching with its ache of hours. She will thread her way through it. She must make something of it. Her dress is walking out to sea, holding the young star, who in turn is holding her own. It is a second skin and she wears it well. There is no flailing, nothing ungainly about it. They have become a picture, perfect and immortalized. Time has been arrested. There is nothing that can go wrong.
It's got a mind of its own, that bloody dress.
I know.
Popcorn?
No. No thanks.
They watch it, all of them. How it behaves in the water. How it stiffens in the salt. If they'd wanted it to look wet, she would have rubbed it with alcohol between takes. But what was wanted was this. For it to come alive. To billow up and out. The choreography of the cotton and the stitches. Until it is nothing, only shape.
Do you still have it? The one we used for that shot. Can I have it back?
The designer shakes her head. This last one was hers to keep, and she has already taken it apart. Starting at the spine, unpicking everything seam by seam, until she was almost at the beginning again. She has wrung everything out, letting dye bleed down the sink. There is nothing now except a mound of frayed pieces.
Pity. I do look pretty amazing in it.
The camera pulls away. The girl is still central but shrinking in the frame. This is a happy shot. Her arms above her head, she waves at the man on the beach. Youth and movies. Nothing but beginnings. The tide yet to displace anything. Everybody high on possibilities.
Good job, everyone. Good job.
It is over. And it has only just begun. The dress dances in the middle distance while the designer holds her breath in the dark. She won't think about it yet. The next breath. The next step. And the next one.
That was The Big Picture by Siobhan Mannion. Karen Ardiff played the narrator and the costume designer. Emma Bulger played the actress. The director was played by Paul Tylak. Sound supervision was by Mark McGrath. The dramaturg was Jesper Bergman and the broadcast coordinator was Margaret Hayes. The Big Picture by Siobhan Mannion was produced by Kevin Brew.